Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Parents, sound off.
If my son cannot go back to school, then I'm paying a nanny.
As schools make choices.
It's not safe yet. I don't think we have enough testing in place.
Harris comes out swinging.
We have a president who cares more about himself than the people who elected him.
The president fires back.
She got her facts wrong. You know, she's very bad on facts.
Southern California wildfire.
Pretty explosive fire behavior.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a new push from the White House to get schools to reopen includes a promise to send 125 million reusable face masks to districts all over the country.
Open schools! Open schools!
The issue's at a boiling point in Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Please don't take the choice away from my child. My son has barely had any conversations with other children since March.
Where parents are now pitted against each other.
I don't think we have enough testing in place and testing for asymptomatic students. I think that the teachers are reticent about coming back.
A decision is expected there today. Seattle has just decided to begin the school year online only. New Jersey teacher Marie Titchener is concerned she might have to go back to the classroom at least some of the time. She's applied for a medical exemption.
What do I do when a child cries or needs their shoe tied? How do I respond and say, I can't help you, I can't comfort you because we have to be 6 foot apart.
CBS News White House correspondent Ben Tracy has more on what the Trump administration is saying.
President Trump introduced his new coronavirus advisor, Dr. Scott Atlas.
The president's priority is to open the schools and open them safely.
Atlas, a frequent Fox News guest, has praised the president's handling of the virus and shares many of his inaccurate views. President Trump unveiled 8 recommendations for schools, but they are not new and are very basic, including frequent hand washing, social distancing, and wearing masks.
All schools should be making plans to resume in-person classes as soon as possible.
Polls show a growing majority of voters, 59%, oppose the Trump administration's demand that schools fully reopen for in-person learning.
It seems the wait for a new round of coronavirus relief has just begun. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says there's no deal and no indication anything will come anytime soon.
A call between the House Speaker and the Treasury Secretary ended with each issuing statements, accusing the other of refusing to negotiate. President Trump says there won't be a bill.
Because we can't give them the kind of ridiculous things that they want that have nothing to do with the China virus.
Nancy Pelosi says House Democrats were willing to come down $1 trillion from the $3 trillion package they passed in May if the White House would come up $1 trillion from one. Members of the House have been told they're not expected back in D.C. for another month.
CBS's David Begnaud tells us California, Texas, and Florida remain virus hotspots.
This could be the worst fall from a public health perspective we've ever had.
That's the CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield. He is worried that the flu season is going to compound America's coronavirus crisis. But he says Americans can avoid the worst of it if they get serious about public health guidelines, especially wearing a mask.
This is one of those interventions that got to be 95, 96, 97, 98, 99% if it's going to work.
But in some places, there is still intense resistance to mask wearing.
President Trump's handling of the pandemic was a major attack point for Kamala Harris, who held her first campaign event as Joe Biden's running mate.
There's a reason it has hit America worse than any other advanced nation. It's because of Trump's failure to take it seriously.
Mr. Trump said Harris is wrong on the facts.
I look forward to the debate between her and Mike Pence because I think he'll do even better against her than he did against Senator Kaine.
A fast-moving wildfire north of Los Angeles has expanded to 10,000 acres in just a few hours, forcing some people from their homes. CBS's Jamie Yukis is covering.
The striking flames from Southern California's Lake Fire burned so intensely overnight that at one point they spouted into a fire tornado. Flames exploded from 50 acres to 400 acres in just a half an hour. Plumes of smoke rose thousands of feet in the air.
This is wild. Wow.
Officials said people in roughly 100 homes were asked to evacuate.
Salt Lake City police have taken action now that video has emerged from an arrest earlier this year. CBS's Carter Evans says it shows a police dog attacking a black man who was kneeling with his hands up.
Get on the ground or you're going to get bit.
Just 6 seconds after that warning, this Salt Lake City police officer commands his canine to attack. Every time the officer says hit, the dog bites down on 36-year-old Jeffrey Ryan's leg in his own backyard. The Salt Lake City canine program will now undergo an external review, and Deputy Chief Jeff Kendrick told us they're limiting the use of police dogs during that time.
Just deploying them just for searches, but we do not want them to come in contact with any individuals.
Jeffrey Ryan's is still recovering from multiple surgeries, and an amputation has not been ruled out.
The head of the EPA is expected to roll back rules designed to limit greenhouse gas emissions from pipelines, oil, and gas fields today. And the administration is also pushing ahead with a proposal to change showerhead restrictions to increase water flow. Well, Puerto Rico's Supreme Court has ordered some polling centers to reopen Sunday after last weekend's botched primary elections. In some cases, voting stations never opened, and others didn't stay open for the required 8 hours because of missing or delayed ballots. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has more on new efforts to get rid of politically driven misinformation on social media.
They've been under attack for not doing enough to stop fake news reports and misinformation. So now companies like Twitter and Facebook have come up with some new strategies. Twitter is expanding its rules for misinformation about mail-in voting. Facebook is launching a voter information center to help users find accurate information about voting where they live.
Viking Cruises is now canceling sailings through the end of the year because of uncertainty in the pandemic. It temporarily suspended operations back in March. And Disney World's reached a deal with its actors and singers union to return to work. They were locked out when the park reopened for publicly demanding virus testing. New inductees announced for the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Hank Williams Jr., Marty Stewart, and songwriter Dean Dillon are being honored this year. Williams joins his father, country legend Hank Sr., in the Hall of Fame and is known for songs like All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight. Stewart's a five-time Grammy winner who started his career as a sideman, backing up Lester Flatt and Johnny Cash before starting his own artist career. And Dillon is known for writing dozens of hits for the King, George Strait. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
In a first, Airbnb is taking legal action against a guest for violating its ban on unauthorized parties. The bash last weekend in Sacramento County, California, featured gunfire that left 3 people wounded. The company is seeking monetary damages and says if it wins, will donate the money to an anti-gun violence group. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.